A loophole in the $700 billion federal bailout plan has left some lawmakers concerned that the rescue money could be used for executive pay. We're joined now by one of those lawmakers, Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa. He's the ranking Republican on the Senate Finance Committee. Welcome to the program, Senator.
Oh, I'm glad to be with you, and thank you for your interest in this issue.
When this bailout plan was first put into motion, there were some restrictions regarding executive pay. What were they back then?
Those restrictions were that nobody should get more than $500,000, and these are people that were probably getting $15 to $20 million a year, that there shouldn't be any golden parachutes involved in their compensation package. And the idea was that companies where their CEOs administered them so they went belly up, they shouldn't be rewarded for it, and they shouldn't be rewarded for big salaries, particularly when the taxpayers are providing the money to keep the company going.
So what's since happened to those provisions?
First of all, I can tell you that this administration and their negotiators didn't want any provisions like this in the bill. But let me say it was better than where the administration would have taken us, because they wouldn't have had any limits whatsoever.
We're talking about the current administration, President Bush, correct?
Yeah, the current administration, because the Obama administration doesn't take office till January the 20th.
And as I understand it, their concerns were, you know, who knows what might happen to the company if we take away this high executive pay. Is that right?
Well, that was their concern, but let me tell you, it didn't hold any water with me. But also, you understand that what we put in sounds good, but it was undercut by a last-minute stipulation that it only applied to one provision of how we would bail out. So effectively, there are no executive compensation provisions as a practical matter being used.
So what oversight, if any, exists to make sure that millions of dollars aren't going to executives who already make millions of dollars and maybe led these companies astray?
Well, there's nothing, and that's a sad commentary, because we thought we had a victory, but they're so narrowly construed unless we amend the legislation.
And what are the chances of that happening?
Well, the chances of that happening are pretty weak. It just disturbs me that, first of all, you compromise, and then when you see the bill signed by the president and being enacted, the executive compensation provisions aren't doing anything.
Is there any recourse here whatsoever? And is there any way to see from here on out how companies are actually using this bailout money to be very clear about where and who it's going to?
Well, if your question goes beyond executive compensation to how the money is being used, yeah, we have a special inspector general that is overseeing it. We also have the General Accounting Office doing some review. We do have a problem with the General Accounting Office. Can it get bank records so we know what they're using their money for? No, we need to clarify that in the law. You know, the oversight is meant to be strong through the Special Inspector General. As a practical matter, will it be? We're going to have to wait a month or two to find out.
Charles Grassley is the Republican senator from Iowa. Thank you very much.
Thank you.